In the parsha we find that Moshe Rabbeinu davened through Yehoshua that he should be saved from the Atzas Meraglim. We find that Kalev goes to Hebron to daven in the Kibri Obis that he should not be convinced to be part of the group of the Meraglim. So we have people which have, we're talking about people which have a clarity of the Emes. Yeshua has the clarity of the Emes. Kolob has the clarity of the Emes. That's why he's davening that he should not be nisus, he should not be convinced to go in the path of the other. If he knows the Emes, why would he be nisus? How could, if I know, I know clearly what's right and what's wrong, and I have no doubt about it, to the point that I'm going davening for help that I shouldn't. So what am I worried about? We know the impact of chaverim. Here we see it in a tremendous, significant way, how powerful the concern of being with other people and the impact other people will have on us. That Kolev has no doubt about the Emes. He has full clarity, and he still feels a need to daven to be saved from the influence of the rest of the Meraglim. He's going to spend 40 days with them, and by the end of the 40 days, he's concerned that he will switch over to their attitude. Sometimes a person thinks, you know, I know the Emes, I won't be affected. Even though I'll be with other people who would have different attitudes, etc., it won't affect me. Here the Torah is saying that that's not so. That a person is affected by the people around him, he's affected by their attitudes, whether he likes it or not. And if a person wants to not be affected, he has to be marked from a chaver ra, a shachin ra, etc. The option of that being in there and not being affected by it is very difficult. Kalev has to daven for that. We have to daven for that, because the reality is we are exposed constantly to the world around us, to the culture around us, to the situations. We hear people's attitudes, we hear people's responses, and to think that it doesn't leave some type of effect on us, some type of impact, is we're missing this lesson over here, which Kalev has. And Kalev was telling us that he recognized that a person is affected. Once saw from Revolba that he says that a person's emunah has to be strong enough that even if he's going to live for 20 years amongst a group of all the people are kafirim, and they're going to not believe in what he believes in, and not only that, but they're going to constantly make fun of him. Again, it's foolish what he's believing in. His emunah is so strong that it will not be affected and weakened by that constant attack. That's the mitzvah emunah. And we're finding out now that that's not so simple to do that. I mean, obviously it's not so simple to do that. But even a person would have the full clarity, to have the clarity to the ability that he's not going to be affected by the situation around him and the people around him, is almost an impossibility. A person would have to daven constantly to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Siyata Deshmaya. Chaim Shapiro has a book, Go My Son, and he has a story over there about when he was in one of the gulags. He found a yid over there that he made himself look like a mashugana to be able to be left alone, because the Russians didn't bother those people. That meant he had no interface and no connection to everybody around him. He lived all by basically in his own world, and he's able to keep Torah mitzvahs. He recognized that he's there a prisoner for 20 years, and he's going to be affected by the reality around him, unless he cuts himself off totally from the world around him. And by doing so, he's able to hold on to his Yiddishkeit for the strength of the understanding and the conviction to do that, and to face that loneliness for so many years is something which is extraordinary. Be recognized, otherwise the person is going to be schlepped in and affected by the people around him. Have a good Shabbos.